Welcome to my podcast. This is the Dr. Raymond Havlicek and Friends podcast for Wednesday, the 27th day of March, and probably day number 126 or 127 of skiing at Whiteface Mountain. What is that about right, Gary?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And so we have a great guest here. Gary Kaltenbach, who's another ski nut like me. He's always at the mountain at eight o'clock in the morning, standing on that line, no matter how cold it is and how much snow or rain is coming down. We're there early in the morning, ready to get our daily dose, a dopamine dose of skiing. Gary's a great guy. He's lived in Lake Placid all his life. He actually used to work at Whiteface Mountain probably 30, 40 years ago. Gary, also a local politician, he ran, didn't win, unfortunately, I'm going to say, for supervisor of the town of North Elba. So he knows the ins and outs of order and what's going on at the mountain. Plus, he skis there all the time, so he knows a lot of good stuff. So it's really great having you. Welcome, Gary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so yeah, you're very welcome. And today, what I'd like to do, folks, is thank everyone, first of all, for listening to my podcast. I've really had fantastic feedback from lots of people. I've had hundreds of uploads or downloads, I should say, of the podcast, thousands of shares, and I'm constantly getting people thanking us for myself and all our guests for doing the podcast. So I really appreciate all the people listening. What we're really trying to do is to open up a communication channel between the retail skiers, as Charlie calls them, and the mountain, that has never really existed before. And we want the new CEO, Ashley, and Aaron, the general manager of Whiteface, to understand what our concerns are. We all love Whiteface Mountain. We love skiing there. We all believe it's the best skiing in the East. However, the best skiing in the East can always get better. And so there's been a lot of opinions shared. And in today's podcast, I'd like to ask Gary to sort of sum up what his views are about what he's heard from other people about what needs to change at Whiteface, and to make it truly grow into its full and total potential. And what I mean by that is this, is that we have all these beautiful trails. We have 288 acres, not including the slides, and 3,200 feet of vertical. But if some of the major runs on the mountain can't open up until February, it means that the mountain is not running at full efficiency. So there's a lot of concerns about what has to happen in order to make the mountain better. So welcome, Gary, and let's hear what your views are, what your thoughts are from hanging out in that line in the morning. And we listen to 100 people there all the time, what they have to say. And by the way, folks, thank you to J.R. Hoyt. He has been a consultant to us about his opinions about what is going on at the mountain. J.R. was the head of the ski patrol at Whiteface.
Many years.
He really, really knows a lot of stuff. So thank you, J.R. Hoyt, so much. I wish you would be a guest on the podcast, but I understand you don't want to be on it, but you have advised us very well. So welcome, Gary. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, I'm thinking that they spent tons of money on snowmaking, and the capability, from what I understand, they could do 150 guns at once. But because they don't have a reservoir, is what we're hearing, that they can only run 50 guns. I believe if they had the reservoir, which from what we're understanding should be between 30 and 50 million gallons. There's quite a few places on the mountain you could actually put this reservoir. Some people talked about up in the parking lot and then park on top of it, or there's another spot that's that they use for like a loading area or whatever, with pipes and all kinds of stuff they have there. They could dig it into the mountain. You wouldn't even see it. But, you know, they need to do something so that they can run full capability of guns. So if you run 150 guns, you could probably have the whole mountain open in maybe a month, you know, instead of what they're doing. And come, you know, in November, December, half the trails aren't open yet because obviously we haven't had very good winters lately, and they really depend on the snowmaking, or we're not going to have any trails open. So it's hard to have a lot of people show up to the mountain and then have 5-6 trails open, and it becomes an issue of safety and everything else because there's way too many people on one or two trails.
Jeff knew yesterday, another one of the ski nuts that are up at 8 o'clock in the morning on that line, said to me that instead of saying we need a reservoir, he said, why don't you tell people what the reservoir is for? He said, we should tell people that the problem with why we can only run 50 guns is because the snowmaking system sucks in water that's infiltrated with silt. And the silt clogs up the intake lines on the machines that do the pumping. And so they have to run it at a lower capacity so they don't foul up the machines and burn out the motors. So, folks, that's the reason for the reservoir, because a reservoir would allow the silt to fall to the bottom and they could suck the water off the top where there is no silt. And then the system would have clean water that's not going to foul it up. So that's what Gary's talking about. Does that make sense, Gary?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this year we had that big flood and a storm. They had trouble with slush. All that stuff would go away if you had a reservoir. You wouldn't have to worry about slush or too much silt from storms or whatever the case may be. Once you had 30, 40 million gallons of water in a reservoir, you could probably run and then pump slowly back into the reservoir when you're not making snow. And it would make a lot better setup, so it'd be more efficient and you wouldn't have all these silt problems.
Right, and also, you just raised a really important point that when you're not making snow, you could be sucking up water. That would also help the fact that the APA is always telling Whiteface they can only suck up a certain amount of water because of they don't want to lower the level of the stream too much. Whiteface has a stream right in front of it, as most of you know. That's a great, great comment there. I think that's important because when they're not making snow, why not refill the reservoirs at those times, and you wouldn't have as much of an environmental impact on the river. So that seems to make a lot of sense. And folks, what I'm picking up from talking to dozens and dozens of folks who are responding to our podcast, the number one thing is snowmaking and grooming. So if you fix the snowmaking and fix the grooming, it's going to really enable the mountain to open up earlier. They would have Wilmington Trail open. They would have Skyward open earlier, like maybe before Christmas, if they could run 150 guns, because a lot of people tell me a lot of other areas in 2 days, they have full coverage over everything and they have a lot more acreage to cover than Whiteface has. So we really need an improvement in that area. And that in turn would improve safety, because if you have a thinner number of people on the slopes, you have fewer accidents. And then you have more happiness and satisfaction among the retail skiers because they can get on Wilmington or Skyward. How does that sound with you?
I believe you're absolutely correct on that. A lot of the trails that they concentrate now, like they'll do Little Whiteface and but they don't finish it, which I never could figure out. They'll start on Mountain Run and then do part of Wilderness and then they stop. Then they move over to something else. Why, I would think once you concentrate on a certain area of the mountain, get it all done and move over to the next spot. But I know they try to get a lot of terrain open all at once. But, you know, if you had the 150 guns going, you could probably get a lot of terrain open at once. This thing where they're building these whales all the time, I think we talked about it the last time. Obviously, that's not true what they're saying, because they made snow on the Wilmington Trail. In 4 days, it was open. So I don't understand how that they could do that and make whales over there that they have to let dry out for weeks on end. They groomed the snow as it was made on the Wilmington Trail, and then it was open in a week. So obviously you don't need these whales. I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. And if you think about the fact that there's never any whales on Thruway and Draper where they're accommodating the ski racers. They do that perfectly, but those two runs are not open to the retail skiers. And folks, in addition to that, did you notice that they never make snow on Upper Parkway and they never groom it? So when they have the racers on Thruway to Drapers, bad enough that we can't use that, but we also can't go down Upper Parkway down to Lower Parkway because it's not, there's no snowmaking on it and there's no grooming. So we lose two trails, three trails actually.
And I don't understand that, because there is pipes on Upper Parkway there. They should be able to make snow there. I'm not figuring out why they're not. And years ago, that is where the park was. They used to have the ski park down through there, which isn't a bad spot for it, actually, because it gives them a little steepness, which they don't have now. And that whole trail is a fun trail, but you can never get to it because the racers have got it blocked off, so that you lose two great big trails that nobody can use unless you get off at mid station on that, on the racers lift, and then you can use Lower Parkway. But other than that, you never can get on those trails. I'm not sure why they don't groom that. Another thing with grooming and snowmaking, if they did summertime grooming where they went around and plucked boulders,
yes,
and filled in divots and did a little dynamite now and then, and
smash the boulders,
smash, they can them smash down them. So they're not, you wouldn't have to make so much snow to cover all these things. They've got stuffed in areas that should definitely be plucked out of there, and then that way you'd only need half as much snow to make a base.
Gary, what is your, looking at things more for just the moment, from the point of view of how Whiteface Mountain affects the local economy in the village of Lake Placid and the town of North Elba, if these improvements occurred and Whiteface truly reached its full potential, how would that impact the local economy?
Well, I think it would be big. I believe that there'd be a lot more people coming to ski because they wouldn't have this stigma that it's all icy and no good and there's hardly any trails open and all this other stuff. You know, they put online that there's 300 trails open or whatever. They always are talking about how many trails they got. And it's kind of funny because in my eyes, there's like 8 trails on Whiteface Mountain, but they tell you there's 37 trails right. open. But every time you go 10 feet, it's a new trail. So,
yeah.
Which is fine. I guess that's how they do it in Vermont too.
Yeah.
But, you know, in reality, there's about 8 trails that go from top to bottom. So if you had all 8 of them open, it'd be really nice.
Gary, do you pay sales tax on a lift ticket?
I would assume so. I don't know. I haven't bought one in a long time.
Well, I think that, you know, that the local people are constantly complaining about how high the taxes are in Lake Placid and North Elba. If you improve the mountain, I mean, the pass at Whiteface is $125 a day, I believe now, which is cheap compared to Vermont. Everything in Vermont, I think, is considerably higher. And in Colorado and Utah and Montana, it's much higher,
right?
Like $200-$300 a day. You know, would it help control the rise in taxes locally? Possibly.
I don't know about that. The sales tax part of it might help some stuff, but I don't believe it would make any difference on the property tax
okay.
or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. Just looking to see whether or not we could make things better for the people that live here
right.
and work in Lake Placid, because as things are right now, the town is the real estate's very expensive and the taxes are very, very high. It's very hard for young people in particular to pay the taxes here and to live here. But at any rate, going back to Whiteface Mountain, the issue of closing all these trails on Little Whiteface for the ski racing really hurts us. So that just leaves Mountain Run and Wilderness and Mackenzie basically open for skiers, but closing a Thruway and Drapers and Upper Parkway is really cutting out half of what's available to retail skiers, which I think is really not very smart. And in addition to that, if you have problems on Boreen, for the intermediates, because they can't run the snowmaking on Boreen because they put the snowmaking apparatus in the wrong place, right? So it hits the midstation lift there, so they have to shut it off. It hasn't been running for, what, 6 weeks now?
Yeah, been no snow there at all.
No snow there at all. And then in addition to that, if you think about the fact that they took out the lift in the mixing bowl, and there is no magic carpet there, so the beginning skiers that don't want to go to the learning center over at the Bear Den, but they want to stay on that side of the mountain, they have to hike up that hill to get to the War Horse instead of just getting on the lift, which is right next to the gondola, or they have to hike up the hill to the quad, which is quite a hike.
Oh yeah, they are for sure.
So there's a lot of problems here. So yep. I think we're kind of hitting on the nucleus of the issues that seem to piss off a lot of skiers at the mountain that love the mountain like we do, but ask these common sense questions about why are they not doing this? It seems like there's not a lot of forethought going on.
And that one little lift was already there. I don't know why you would take that out, unless it was just a manpower thing. They didn't have enough people to run it or something. But, I mean, that was a handy little lift for those beginners, because then they could get off of that, ski down to the Warhorse, and then they could go up the Warhorse and ski those terrain there, that which is beginner terrain. I don't know why they got rid of that one little lift, but you could get to it very easily. You'd ski right over to it. It was downhill to it, so, but it didn't make sense. But, you know, powers to be must have had better ideas.
Well, they are raising the price of a lift ticket, I believe, for next year, because I just looked at the pass for those of us that are seniors that are over the age of 70, and that did go up, I'm going to say, about 5%. So they have room to, with inflation and whatnot, to raise money to pay for additional personnel to run that lift. It's only two people that they would need, right, one on the bottom, one on the top, you know. And they lost the slope too. That whole slope is now unusable.
Right. So I don't know why they did that, but, you know, somebody had a bright idea, I guess. Also, I believe I heard that the governor gave another $100 million for snowmaking. So I'm not sure. Maybe this $100 million is towards a reservoir or whatever they're going to do with it. I'm not sure what they're going to do with $100 million, but it seems like a lot of money. You should be able to do something to make this.
Well, they've had $750 million come in already, and they spent all this money on snowmaking, but they can't run more than 50 guns, which is, to me, it's crazy. I had Aaron here, as you know.
Right.
And we did a interview, and I brought up the issue of the reservoir with him, and his comment was it costs a lot of money. Right. So he knows it's necessary, and but he doesn't make up he has no influence over the money allocation, how it's going to be spent. I don't know what a reservoir would cost. I suggested to him that you could build a parking area over the reservoir so you don't lose the parking area in the Lake Placid lot. He said that would cost a lot of money. And I also brought up the idea of a tower. You could put a tower up, you know, a water tower up there and not lose anything, you know, in terms of parking. He said that would cost even more money. So I'm glad to hear that more money is coming in. But I'd like to know that it's going to be spent wisely on something that can actually make everyone happier with the way things are being done here.
Yeah, I don't believe you could do a tower because the APA would not. They'd frown on it. Towers, and the tower would have to be more than 40 feet tall, and that would fall into a different category and stuff like that.
Yeah. So,
but you can definitely do concrete reservoir. I believe the town or the village of Lake Placid has, I don't know, a few million gallon reservoir up there on above Mount Whitney Road for the village water. And I don't know if that cost huge amounts of money. It was a few million dollars, but I don't think it's gigantic money to build these, because they all are is a big concrete box put water in. So I don't believe they're that expensive, you know, relatively.
But it would have a big effect if you could let the silt fall to the bottom and then suck out pure, clean water to send through the system.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And especially these new guns, I'm not sure the silt bothers the old rat neck guns, because they're a low pressure system that just blows a lot of water out of a smaller hole. But these new guns are a high pressure system, and they're like little pressure washer heads that they kind of missed out. I'm not sold on them myself. They make that yellow snow that is very sticky.
Oh, is that why it's yellow?
It could be the silt that's causing it, but it's very wet snow, sticky, where the rat necks, I think, are a drier snow. And to me, they make a lot more snow. If you put one gun next to the other and let them run all night, you're going to have a lot bigger pile of the rat neck, I believe. I could be wrong, but they seem to be sold on these new things. But every time you want to see where they want to make a lot of snow, they have a whole bunch of rat necks going. So I'm guessing that the rat necks work better.
By the way, I forgot to ask you at the beginning of the podcast, how do you like skiing on these great days, like after we get powder at Whiteface? And what are your favorite slopes at Whiteface?
Well, last we had that storm there that came last weekend, and we got, I don't know, they must have got almost a foot of snow at Whiteface, I would assume. I didn't get to go that weekend, but we went Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today's Wednesday, excuse me. But once they had that groomed, it was like skiing on butter. It was incredible. It was really nice. Skyward was nice. Mountain Run on Monday was probably the best I've ever seen it all winter. It was absolutely amazing. Even yesterday, it was really nice. But I mean, that's what I think natural snow is a lot nicer to ski on than man-made any day, but it's just too bad we don't get it anymore.
Well, this is a bad, don't give up on it. This is an El Nino year. El Nino, from what I'm told, is diminishing. And I think next winter will be a lot better. But folks, I got a confession to make. I got my butt out of bed really early on Saturday morning after that. We got that dump and I had first tracks, not even the ski patrol, was on Essex and Victoria and Skyward on Saturday morning. And I took one run on each of them and went home. It was unbelievable. I took out my long fat boy skis and it was almost like I was water skiing on Skyward. It was unbelievable.
I bet.
Skiing of the year. Best skiing.
I bet.
Yeah. And you're right that anyone will take, we'll take that natural snow any day, but we need the man-made stuff.
You can't be without it. And I believe the natural snow melts a lot faster. The man-made will hang out better.
Yes, it does.
Stays a lot better. Holds up to the sun better.
Yes.
But the natural, if they could get a good mix where they blend it together, that's the best.
And the skiing on Monday and Tuesday of this week was absolutely fabulous. Yeah, just fantastic.
Year. Best I've seen it all
year. The best it's been all year. And it's ironic that it's coming as we're almost in April.
Yep.
So who knows how much more do you think we have another week or two left?
I don't know. If I get two more days, I'll have 40 in this year. So
that's all?
Pretty good for
me. Okay. I'm probably up to 60 or 70, and that's a bad year for me. I usually up to 90 or 100 myself. But when it rained and we had crappy conditions, I didn't come out. So folks, you know how to get in contact with me if you want to make comments about our podcast with Gary this morning. By all means, you know how to reach me. You'll see my email address on the Spotify link to these podcasts. And of course, the rest of you that see me in the morning, please don't hesitate. Tell me what you think. We're doing another one with Charlie on Friday to get his input. And by the way, I heard from one of the lifties, Daryl, told me that someone came up to him and asked him two things. When are they going to do another podcast? So we're doing it now. And he also asked about whether or not Nice Face was a scam. And folks, Nice Face is not a scam. A little concerned that someone asked that question, so maybe people think it is a scam, but actually Nice Face is a page on Facebook that Charlie Levitz started to raise money for the people that work at Whiteface, because we want to have a celebration of how hard they work. They don't get paid a lot of money, and they're very dedicated to making us all happy with all the stuff that they do. And that starts with the people on the gondola lift in the morning, like Kelly and Daryl and Jay, to everyone that works upstairs and the people that do the snowmaking and the people that do the grooming and whatnot. We want to let these people know how happy we are with them. So there is a GoFundMe that you can go to on Nice Face. I've suggested to Charlie that he change the name to White Face is Nice Face. And make stickers that we could all wear on our coats that have a barcode on it. So if people want to take a picture of it, they could get onto the GoFundMe, because we're really eager to thank everyone that works at Whiteface for the great job that they've done in making us happy. So any final thoughts?
No, I think that was pretty well covers it.
All right. So then may I put my guitar playing on to end the podcast?
Sure. Just go out and ski.
Just go out and ski. But folks, I'd like to hear your comments about my guitar playing, because I wrote the two tunes that I do for this podcast. So here we go. Ski fast and ski safely. Keep your tips up. Don't get in the back seat. Bend the knees. Someone used to say, bend the knees, $5, please.